on the Total Theater Tony special for this past season, 2014-2015, we have another special guest, someone who has been in the neighborhood before on our Tony shows. Her name is McCall Jeffers. That is also the name of her TV show that she tapes weekly at Sardi's Restaurant in New York. You can catch it on Time Warner and also RCN Cable. She's a member of the Drama Desk, the Outer Critics Circle, and the American Theater Critics Association, and you can read her Broadway and off-Broadway reviews at TotalTheater.com. She is McCall Jeffers, and we welcome her back to talk about choreography here on The Tony Show. Welcome back, McCall.
Thank you, Dave. It's a pleasure.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, too. So let's get right to the category, which is choreography. The nominees are Joshua Bergas for On the Town, Christopher Gattelli for The King and I, Scott Graham and Stephen Hoggett, The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, which, by the way, is the only non-musical in the category, Casey Nicholaw for Something Rotten, and Christopher Wheeldon for An American in Paris. McCall, your thoughts on who should win and who will win?
Oh, I love this year, Dave, because it is a slam dunk. Ooh. It's An American in Paris all the way. And let me tell you, if that does not win, especially for choreography, then the fix is in. So,
okay.
Take it to the bank.
I think you're right about this particular category. Whether it's going to win Best Musical, which it seems to be the odds-on favorite now, that's still iffy-ish. But choreography, yeah, I think you're right. But why do you think it should win for choreography?
For choreography, I don't think there's any contest with this. It is so beautiful. It's so lyrical. There's an awful lot to that story that I think maybe people don't take into account. It's Paris in 1945. It's right after the war. So, you know, you've got this American sailor who has gone through quite a bit, who makes a decision to stay in Paris. So you've got to work that in. There's got to be an American theme. You've really got to work in all of the wonderful facets of Paris. But also there's an awful lot of sadness after the war. And we find out in the course of the story that there's a lot of loss. So all of this has to be danced. And you've also got an element of the guy who is the soldier, who's got to look very masculine, and then you have the ballerina, who is just so dainty and delicate and graceful. I think it's kind of amazing that this is Christopher Wheeldon's directorial debut.
Wow.
And he's done an awful lot of choreography, of course, all over the world.
Well, can you separate the direction versus the choreography in this show?
No, not in this show.
Right.
No.
So that's what I'm saying. It is, how do you tell one from the other in a dance show?
The only thing I would say, honestly, is in terms of the acting, I was really surprised at how good the acting is in this show. You don't really expect dancers to have that kind of skill, of depth. Robert Fairchild, I'm not really familiar with his work. I just fell in love with him. Mm. I found out, excuse me, later that he is really a matinee idol at New York City Ballet, and I can see why.
Uh-huh.
He's such a guy, but he's so lovable. He has said that Gene Kelly is his idol, and I believe it because there's a very Gene Kelly kind of element to his work. And with Leanne Cope, I wasn't familiar with her at all, but she brings such Trieste, to give it
sadness, yeah.
Word. Yeah, I mean, just a beautiful hopefulness with a loss underneath that. And to me, that's the director working.
Now, let's be fair to the other members of this category. Any thoughts on the other folks that we mentioned?
Let me start first with Joshua Bergas for On the Town. This is interesting to me. He also choreographed Gigi, which was not nominated. So I would love to know the reasoning of why one show he did was so far superior to the other one, because I thought Gigi was very good.
Mm.
I enjoyed it. People, I think, know him best because he won an Emmy for Smash on TV. Again, he's really got to make these dancers look masculine, because not only does he have sailors, he's also kind of got the guys working on the dock. And that, you know, that's not always that easy to keep people graceful and masculine. And I think Megan Fairchild, who plays Miss Turnstiles, Ivy, again, she is supposed to be really a dancer, so, you know, he's got to have that element, too. I think he did a beautiful job with it. I liked it very, very much. And he kept it moving. Again, it's interesting. This is an older in Paris. So there you have kind of a similar atmosphere, a similar feeling. And there's Christopher Gattale for The King and I. The thing that really impressed me, Dave, was the small house of Uncle Thomas Ballet. Tub Tim's Ballet.
Right, yes.
I've seen it done. I've done this show, so if you can imagine a red-haired, freckle-faced Lady Tiang in Montana, you know that this show has been around for a long time. This is the first time I've ever seen it done with a real menace. I mean, when he has those dogs chasing them, it was really scary. It's a big cast. He handled it very, very well. He had a Tony nomination for South Pacific, which was also at Lincoln Center, and of course was also with Kelly O'Hara, who is glorious. And I think didn't he get a Tony for Newsies? Am I remembering that correctly?
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I think he did. Okay, now, as you said, the curious incident of the dog in The Nighttime is not a musical, so I'm very interested in that nomination. It's Scott Graham and Stephen Huggett for Frantic Assembly. I would love to know why they decided to put this in for choreography. It was beautifully done. The movement is spectacular. But can you call it choreography for dance? I don't know. Okay. Scott Graham is pretty much unknown to me. I don't know his work. Stephen Huggett is, I think, very well known. He got a Tony nomination for Rocky. He did Glass Menagerie. He did Once, Peter and the Starcatcher, American Idiot. So he's kind of been around on the Broadway scene. Not for nothing, but I think that's the best play of the year. I think it definitely should win for best play.
Oh, Curious Incident, yeah. From what I've seen, I agree, too.
Oh, my God. And the young actor who starred in that, when I sat down and I saw that he was a recent graduate of Juilliard, I said, oh, come on. You know, this is, and he's starring on Broadway? This is ridiculous. And then all he had to do was have 2 seconds in the beginning, and I thought, okay, future legend.
Yeah. No, he's brilliant. Alex Sharp is the actor. And what about Casey Nicholaw for Something Rotten?
You know, Dave, this is an interesting show. It wasn't my favorite show, but I will tell you that the audience absolutely loved it. It's clunky. It's riotous. Christian Borle, he's never been my favorite. There's something about his work that I really don't care for, but in this, he was brilliant, and his dancing was wonderful, too. Casey Nicholaw, he directed and choreographed Aladdin, which I really, really loved, and he got a Tony nomination for Spamalot, which I think was Mike Nichols' show, if
yes.
I remember correctly. He got a Tony for co-directing The Book of Mormon with Trey Parker, and he also did The Drowsy Chaperone. So, again, this is not his first rodeo. It's a likable show. The choreography really keeps it moving, but I don't think that there's any way this should win for best choreography.
You're going with An American in Paris, Christopher Wheeldon, you think will win and should win.
Can I tell you my worst episode? Because I have to be honest and say I love Curious Incident and I loved American in Paris. Those really were my two favorites.
Oh, fine.
But I had to... this is what's so great about live theater. I had a very, very odd experience. I went to see a show called Queen of the Night. I don't know if you're familiar with this.
At the Diamond Horseshoe. I didn't see it, but I've heard about it.
It's interactive theater, which personally I don't care for. I mean, if I'm in the audience, I really don't want to be drawn into the action. And it's people flipping and doing gymnastics and all kinds of crazy stuff. So, of course, these actors are sweaty and odoriferous.
Oh, boy.
Wouldn't they be? In the middle of the show, I had one of these performers come over to me in his sweaty, clingy T-shirt, grab my hand, put it on his chest, and say, "You feel my heart?" I said, "Yeah, good, strong heart." And he said, "My name is Yannick. By the end of this evening, you will be as alive as I, and I will come back for you." I just said, "Oh, great. Thanks, Yannick." And I turned to my companion and said, "Is there any chance we could leave now?" I just wanted to say, Yannick, if you are listening to this, I was just shy.
Oh, you were just, oh, okay. I thought you were going to say he was really, really stinky. And...
Well, again, you never know what's going to happen when you go to the theater, but that was my weirdest encounter this year.
That doesn't sound so bad. Just sounded a little sweaty, which can be good. Depending on the circumstances. But we are thrilled in our circumstances to, again, welcome back McCall Jeffers to the neighborhood, reminding you that you can read her reviews at TotalTheater.com and watch your TV show. When is McCall Jeffers on Time Warner and RCN?
It depends on whenever people can show up, Dave. It's one of those things.
And can they watch episodes either on YouTube, or do you have them other places where people can watch it anywhere?
Yes, as soon as somebody teaches me how to do that, definitely.
Well, McCall, it's been a joy having you back in the neighborhood. Thank you so much, and have a great new season.
Thank you, Dave. You too.